Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Hedgehog. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what anyone,
that's what commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we preview tonight's League of Ireland action, which includes our live game at Talca Park between Shelburne and St. Pat's. Real Madrid close in on their next manager, and Arnold Slot discusses Trent Alexander-Arnold's decision to leave Liverpool for the first time. But first, Off the Ball is off to Talca Park tonight, where champion Shelburne are looking to end a run of 5 games without a win. Stephen Kenny, St. Pat's are the visitors for a massive Dublin derby. Saints winger Zach Elbazetti told OTB's David Wilson tonight's game is of huge significance.
Yeah, obviously, every game is in this league at the moment seems to be a big game. Everyone's close. But now we've prepared as well as we can. Obviously, we had the trip to Derry and we got back early Tuesday morning, but we've had 2 good days leading now to the Shells game, so everyone's ready.
How have you felt with your own form this season? How have you felt that you've been performing?
Yeah, I think I think we can perform better. We can get better numbers, more goals, more assists. I think the way teams are playing against us, the games haven't been as open as we'd like, and maybe that's why we haven't been able to show what we can do at a consistent sort of level. But I think the last few games has been getting better. I think the Galway game, the first half, was more what we expect and what we can do in terms of our attack and play and the way we want to play and the way we want to cut teams open and the way we want to dominate games. So now we know what we need to do. I know what I need to do. I think even when I don't play well, I still try to do a job for the team and help the team out. But I want to get better numbers. I feel like I'm close to getting there. I think there's been some games where I've been unlucky in terms of offside decisions or that, or not getting the break of the ball. But like I said, I don't look to blame anyone else. Like I said, I know I can be better, and that's what I expect.
Damien Duff has emphasised the need for work rate from his Shelburne players, and speaking in the wake of Monday's defeat at Waterford, he hinted that may have been lacking in recent games.
No, I'm here. Is it nerves? Is it doubt? Is it fatigue? I don't know. Listen, it's my job. But there was certainly a flatness floating around the team in the first half. anyone that knows our team, anyone knows Shelburne with more gears, more energy. I just love teams, from creating a team from scratch. I just love teams with a buzz and an energy, because I absolutely believe that energy never lies. If you don't have energy in your team, you'll get punished. And of course, there was energy to a point, but I think it was there for everybody to see, certainly in the first half, but there wasn't enough. You can say, yeah, before the changes, 3-4 chances. I don't know, John was one of the changes. Addy was on the changes. I think Addy crossed the ball for John Martin. He hits the, or it's saved by the keeper. And we changes, or we chances after the changes. So what was it? Fatigue? Nerves? I don't know.
Despite their poor recent run on this week's LOI pod, Vinnie Perth said Shells aren't far away from turning things around.
The big thing, a lot of managers have used this word. Maybe it's a new buzzword in coaching I haven't picked up on, but, you know, fine margins. And Odebeko had a great chance 1v1 and he scuffed it wide, and you just think if he scores that, he'd go on and kick on in the game. Obviously Pádraig Hammond got the early goal, but there's two sides of it. Damien has definitely changed how they play. They're keeping the ball a lot more, and they're more progressive. They've seen to have better people up the pitch, but ultimately they haven't won the big moments, and the big moments in football are crucial if you're going to win any league or kick on. And you go back to this time last year, Will Darvis was burning it up, plus they were defensively solid. So they had that 4-3-3 shape, and Darvis would do, like, remember the game down in Richmond Park where he got two goals and just turned the game on the head for them. I was at that game, it was a 50-50 game. And I think it's a bigger point about the league. There's a lot of there's a lot of teams struggling a little bit at the moment because you're waiting on big players to seal that big moment for them. And that's why I referenced Jarvis this time last year. So they've changed how they're playing. So they're a knock-on effect of being higher up the pitch, having more balls, taking more risky passes around midfield is when it turns over, you're now more vulnerable than when you were this time last year. So it's the law of averages. Their possessions stats have nearly doubled, almost doubled from where they were last year.
You can hear that full LOI pod with Vinnie Perth and Gareth McGlynn for free elsewhere in the OTB football feed. And Stephen Doyle will be joined on commentary by Keith Tracy for tonight's clash between Shells and St. Pat's at Talca Park. Coverage underway on News Talk from 7 o'clock. There's a top-of-the-table game at Talla Stadium as well, ahead of which Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley has been attempting to get under the skin of his Drogheda counterpart, Kevin Doherty. Bradley claims that Drogheda players hit the deck easier than most in efforts to win free kicks. In response, Doherty said Drogheda are the second least fouled team in the league, and maybe the stats that Bradley was consulting were wrong. Gareth McGlynn told the LOI pod Bradley is over the line with his comments.
Yeah, that's mind games at its very, very best. I mean, I just think it's out of order, you know. I mean, you're trying to get into the referee's head. You're trying to set the seed that, as he said, fouls, pulling back, you're asking for yellow cards. I don't like it, to be honest with you. I don't like it at all. And I'm surprised at Stephen Bradley as well, because he should have enough about him to be able to say, let's go and have a proper battle. Forget about all, you play how you play, I play how I play, and let's go and see who the winner is. I'm surprised at him. I'm surprised.
Stephen Bradley told Rovers TV it'll be a tough game regardless.
Drogheda obviously doing really well at the top of the league, deservedly so. So we know they come to Talla full of confidence, and it's going to be a difficult game.
We haven't lost to Drogheda in 7 meetings, but they are top performance on the road themselves, so tricky enough.
Yeah, it will be. I think they've shown already this year the performance and the results that they've had that we've got to be at our very best tomorrow night to win. We know that. Like I said, the top of the league after 14 games, because they deserve to be. So we know we've got to be at our best to go and win the game.
Having been one of only two teams to come through the bank holiday weekend with 6 points, Derry City make the long trip south to Turner's Cross to play second from bottom Cork City. Tonight's other top flight clash sees John Coleman take charge of Waterford for the first time, as their renewed form is put to the test by the visit of a Galway side who've lost back-to-back games. Speaking to Waterford's media team, Coleman spoke about being reunited with his former Accrington striker, Pádraig Amond, and the changes in the league since his time in charge of Sligo Rovers.
Pádraig's a great lad. He's a natural leader, and I think that's only coming to his forefront, or the forefront of his career later on in his life. But he's opinionated, which I love. He'll run himself into the ground for the cause. which I also love, and that'll rub off his infectiousness. Will rub off on other people, which he also love. And he knows the standards that I demand, and hopefully he'll be transmitting that to the players.
You previously had a stint in the League of Ireland with Sligo Rovers over 10 years ago now. You kind of touched on it a little bit already, but how much do you see the league has changed as a whole since then?
I don't think the league gets the credit it deserves, to be fair, but it has changed. The profile's changed a bit, obviously. I think it's got a little bit stronger. You know, then there was one or two part-time teams as well. You know, you're not seeing much of that now. And I think just the fact that a lot of players have made the transition over to England. I don't know, going back 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago even, it was an Irish player's dream to go and make it across the water. I think now that they're seeing the riches here, they're seeing the opportunities here. And it is a good league with good clubs who are competing well in Europe as well.
With three draws in their last four games, Dundalk have seen their lead at the top of the First Division cut to 4 points ahead of the visit of second place Bray to Oriel Park tonight. Colin Healy's first game in charge of Kerry sees them host Munster rivals Treaty United. Cove Ramblers have won four in a row ahead of their trip to Wexford, and bottom club Athlone Town go to Finn Harps. Harps, meanwhile, have secured the services of Conor Turish and Grady Lombotto through to the end of the season. And UCD welcome Longford Town to Belfield tonight.
Nobody wants to be flogging players anymore, like we did back then. Back then, you were back in August, September, October, 3 months of pre-season for three games before Christmas.
Available now in your OTB GAA feed. An hour in the company of Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney.
We live in a world of clickbait and things like that, so you're seen as this particular type of person.
His thoughts on football's new rules, his relationship with the media, and the best way to treat players. Don't miss out on this in-depth conversation with Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney, and so much more. Become a member now at offtheball.com/join.
Real businesses rely on Spectrum Business. Get the fastest, most reliable internet starting at $40 a month when bundled and backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Find a plan that's made for your business at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Greg's car shopping. And since he lives in Florida, your marketing's probably pushing something a little sporty. Too bad you don't know he's planning a move to Alaska. Turns out, marketing without a clear picture of your customer is like driving a convertible in the Arctic. A bad idea. Learn how TransUnion's 360-degree view of customer identity is bringing clarity to marketing chaos through deeper insights, smarter reach, and precise measurement at transunion.com/clarity.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Manchester United and Tottenham will contest the Europa League final in Bilbao on the 21st of May. United came from a goal down to beat Athletic Bilbao 4-1 at Old Trafford last night. Mason Mount scored twice for United, who won 7-1 on aggregate. But manager Ruben Amorim felt the scoreline probably flattered them a bit.
So much tougher than if you look just to the result. We have so many weaknesses, and you can understand that in the game. But we are fighting and we managed to pass. I think we deserve, if you look at two games, to be in the final.
Tottenham won 2-0 away to Norwegian side Bodo Glimt to advance 5-1 overall. Dominic Solanke and Pedro Porro scored goals for Spurs in the second half. Manager Ange Postecoglou says they have a great chance to end the season on a high.
Pleased for the players and the staff, and particularly our supporters. There's a few hundred here tonight who will remember this night, and thousands back home who have given us some real hope and something to dream about, that we can do something special this year.
A week after that Europa League final, Chelsea will play in the Conference League final. A 1-0 win at Stamford Bridge last night secured a 5-1 aggregate win over Swedish side Djurgården. Chelsea will play Real Betis in the final on the 28th of May in Wrocław in Poland. Betis came through 4-3 in aggregate against Fiorentina after extra time. Anthony scored a free kick in that game. He also set up what proved to be the winning goal in the tie. Fiorentina were aiming to reach that final for the third year in a row. In the Championship playoffs, Sheffield United have one foot firmly in the final after a 3-0 win away to Bristol City last night in the first leg of their semi-final. The second semi-final is tonight at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland have home advantage for the first leg against Frank Lampard's Coventry. Mohamed Salah has equalled Thierry Henry's record of being crowned the Men's Footballer of the Year for the third time by the Football Writers Association. The Liverpool forward had previously won the award in 2018 and 2022. Alessio Russo has become the second Arsenal player after Viviana Miedema to win the women's equivalent. Meanwhile, Liverpool boss Arne Slot has addressed Trent Alexander-Arnold's decision to leave the club for the first time.
Like everybody who likes Liverpool and who's a fan of Liverpool, we're disappointed for him leaving, because not only a good human being is leaving the club, but a very, very, very good fullback is leaving us as well. But I also worked at clubs like, as at Alkmaar and Feyenoord, where every season a very good or multiple very good players have left the club. So I'm a bit more used to it, maybe, that players leaving the club, and the experience I have, and by the way, this club as well, that if someone, a very good player, is leaving, the next very good player will step up. And that's probably what's going to happen now again as well.
What about the situation though, about him possibly leaving the club ahead of his contract expiring, so as he can play in the Club World Cup? Can you tell us what the club's thoughts are on that? Is that potentially likely to happen?
Do you know where he's going then?
We understand, but the direction of travel is Real Madrid.
Okay. Now, he hasn't said anything about it himself. The only thing he said is that he's going to leave the club. So for me, it's impossible to comment on where he's going and if that is a club that is going to play in the Club World Cup. You see on my smile and that we both know where he's going to, but it hasn't been said yet. So that's impossible for me to comment on. And team selection is as it's been last week, it's going to be the same thought process go through my mind for the Sunday game.
Slot was speaking ahead of Sunday's meeting with Arsenal at Anfield, for which Conor Bradley will start instead of Alexander-Arnold. The Liverpool boss has been asked about the Tyrone native's ability to fill the boots of the departing England international.
Yeah, let's not compare him with Trent. Now already they are also two different types, in my opinion. With Conor, I think we all see the potential. But last week, I walked onto the pitch together with him and I looked around, because for me it was the first time. And I was very surprised to hear from him that he had a comment about the stadium as well. And I looked at him like, didn't you know yet? He said, no, it's the first time that I'm here as well. And that was a bit of a surprise to me, because for me, he's already further in his development than being for the first time in an away game like Chelsea. Very talented player, Conor. Unfortunately, hasn't been fit throughout the whole season. And it is... To become a very good player, you have to be available every single week as well. And that's the first step he has to make for next season. But we have a lot of confidence in Conor as a very good fullback for Liverpool. And that's already what he's shown, I think, in the past two seasons.
Meanwhile, it looks like Alexander-Arnold's Real Madrid manager will be Xabi Alonso. Reports in Spain claim that Carlo Ancelotti's exit was sealed by defeat to Arsenal in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Confirmation of his departure is expected between Sunday's top-of-the-table Clásico with Barcelona and Wednesday's game with Mallorca. Despite recent suggestions that a deal for Ancelotti to take the Brazil job for the 2026 World Cup was dead, Marca say the Italian will indeed replace Duravel Jr. Xabi Alonso, according to multiple sources, will sign a three-year deal to replace Ancelotti at the Bernabeu, taking his backroom staff with him from Bayer Leverkusen. Academy coach Santiago Solari will manage Real at this summer's Club World Cup. He's pipped club legend Raul to that honour.
First tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header. Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Ibrahim Diaz. Oh. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ider Elgerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branca, who came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon. AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Aye. He was finished.
He was finished. 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously. But he was finished.
Is he Scottish?
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what a player he was, by the way.
David, yeah. Oh. David Suka. Oh.
There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
Then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still. What a player he was. You know, Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wiltshire.
Wiltshire when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla, what a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. Oh, no, what a player he was. He could play.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on, Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Janssen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah. That's who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him. Lufa Mateus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rule Fox. What a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.